This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. Nationwide protests in Myanmar against the military's overthrow of the elected civilian government continued today, despite a shutdown of the internet for the second consecutive night. Protesters blocked off the street in front of the country's central bank in Yangon, despite an increasing presence of military vehicles on the street the day before. Reuters say that protesters also blocked train services. Dozens of Buddhist monks took part in Tuesday's protests marches in Yangon. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused the United States on Monday of supporting Kurdish militants who Ankara says executed 13 kidnapped Turks in northern Iraq, adding that a U.S. statement of condemnation was a joke. Earlier, Turkey said militants from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party executed the 13 Turks, including military and police personnel, amid a military operation against the group. Washington said it condemned the killings. It reports that the PKK was responsible were confirmed. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least 9 other people. Coalition spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Wayne Morato said early Tuesday a total of 14 rockets were launched and that 3 hit an airbase housing U.S. troops near the airport. Morato said the contractor killed was not an American and that the injured included 8 other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Awilya Adam claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden facing mounting pressure at the border. Dozens of people are waiting to claim asylum and more come each day, falsely believing they'll be able to enter the U.S. This is VOA News. New York's governor is under fire for the lethal path the coronavirus took through the New York's nursing homes, but he's insisting the state didn't cover up deaths. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this report.
It was a delay. Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged officials should have moved faster to release information. The state has been forced to acknowledge its count of nursing home deaths excluded thousands of residents who perished after being taken to hospitals.
We didn't answer every question, so it allowed the void to be created. The void begets disinformation. The disinformation begets pain of people. I take responsibility for that.
But at a news conference, Cuomo insisted
all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he'll have reforms involving hospitals and nursing homes in the upcoming state budget. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Wisconsin Republican U.S. senator says the attack at the U.S. Capitol last month didn't strike him as being an armed insurrection. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who's been a strong supporter of Donald Trump, was speaking on a conservative radio show in Wisconsin. Johnson says everyone condemns the violence and 5 deaths, but he says that wasn't an armed insurrection, asking how many firearms were confiscated, how many shots were fired. The senator says he's only aware of 1, the enforcement officer who fatally shot a woman jumping through a smashed window. Johnson also called Democrats hypocrites for not speaking out against violence that took place during racial justice protests around the country. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House has announced that Congress will have an independent commission study the Capitol attack, how it began, and what exactly took place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It's prudent to point out that the violent aspects of last summer's mostly peaceful protests were widely condemned by both Democrats and Republicans alike, including then-candidate Joe Biden.
I'm here from San Antonio, and we got snow in front of the Alamo. I don't live too far, but man, you never think you see the day until you got snow coming down like this.
It's a curious sight, snow falling on one of the U.S.'s most storied landmarks, the Alamo, where legendary Americans Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie met their tragic end in a fight against Mexico, typically a near-desert setting, now looking more like a Christmas card. A winter storm dropping snow and ice also sent temperatures plunging across the southern plains, prompting a power emergency in Texas the day after conditions canceled flights and impacted traffic across large swaths of the U.S. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.